It's now 2:38. I'm Krista Perry. Very excited because a special guest in the studio today, and it just happens to be Andrew Schnuck, and he is a professional writer and editor based in Mississauga. Andrew, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know what? This is kind of exciting because you're here to talk about your book called Remy's Dilemma. Before we get to the book, let's talk a little bit about your background, because you actually do have a connection to the Ottawa Valley, which was really cool. So basically, where'd you go to school? Where'd you start out?
When I decided to go to school for writing, I moved to the Ottawa area, originally in Kanata, to go to school for journalism at Algonquin College.
After already been going to school before.
I had gone to school previously, probably about 8 years before, at Sheridan College for 2 years, and then at Acadia University for another 2.5 years. I got a degree in sociology and English.
Right.
While I was working, I used to work a lot of logistics operations, and then when I finished my degree, I moved back home, and the only jobs I was finding were managing logistics operations, which is fine. It's a living.
But it's not creative.
Exactly. I really wanted to do more with my writing, and I was a little lost, and it was actually my wife, who was my girlfriend at the time, Christine, mentioned, you love to write. Why don't you try doing it for a living? And then the light bulb kind of went off, and we packed up and we moved to the Ottawa area, and at 30, I went back to school for journalism.
Wow, good for you. Yeah. And after journalism, what happened then? You got a job in the Ottawa Valley?
Yeah, I got a job. I got my start as a sports reporter for the Perth Courier.
Great.
Yeah, and that very quickly branched off into me being full-time reporter covering Smith Falls and Perth and the surrounding communities. And it was a phenomenal way to start my career in writing. It was, I met so many people, and you learn so much about writing in the community. Community newspapers are great because you learn about writing and editing and layout. And I mean, I guess more importantly, at time management, because there's so much to do in such a small amount of time. So
very true.
I learned a ton while I was here, and I had a blast. I loved it here.
And you worked with Jason Marshall.
I did. I worked with Mr. Marshmallow.
I wasn't going to bring that up, Jason. It wasn't me, okay?
Emily says hi. Jason. I worked with Jason. He was my managing editor while I was here. He was fantastic boss to work for, just a super nice guy. And he has lots of knowledge about the industry, so I learned a lot from him.
Yeah, and he has nothing but good things to say about you, by the way.
Oh, that's
so
good.
That's great. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about your book. It's called Remy's Dilemma. Now, you went from working with the newspapers in the community, so you know the area, you know the people, you got a good, solid sort of foundation to springboard your career as a writer?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. It was a phenomenal help. I had originally written a novella called Wasted Days when I was living in Nova Scotia back maybe a decade before. Before I wrote Remy's Dilemma. And then while I was living in the Ottawa area as a reporter in the Ottawa Valley, I opened up a box that happened to have one of my books in it, and I took it out and decided to read it because I hadn't read it in years. And it was terribly written. but I really liked the premise of it, and I thought, you know, it needs a lot of work, but I think it can be a really good book. So I spent 3 years gutting it and rewriting it.
3 years.
Yeah, it's a little painful. Sometimes I highlighted entire chapters and hit the delete button, which is a little painful to do, but it had to be done because they just didn't work with the book.
Right.
And I more than doubled the size of it over the 3 years. And and figuring out how to manage your time was probably one of the most challenging things about getting it finished.
I guess so. 3 years though, wow. So your heart and soul is definitely into this book.
Yes, it was a labor of love.
What is Remy's Dilemma about? What's the story?
The story follows Remy Dilemma. He's the main character. He has a premonition of the world coming to an end.
Okay.
So he wakes up in a state of panic and finds an old bucket list he had written himself of things he promised himself he'd do before he died. And he figures, I'm not going to have time to do all these things. I'm going to focus on the most important thing, which is to answer man's greatest question. So he goes on this almost like a ridiculous road trip to go and answer man's greatest question.
Okay.
And you don't get to find out what that question is until he finds the answer.
I love it.
He jumps in his car. It takes place, he actually lives in Mississauga.
Okay.
In a sort of futuristic version. But he gets in his car and he just starts driving and going from point A to point B to point C to complete his quest, doing all these little things. Wow. But Remy's different than the average person. And because he's so panicked about the world coming to an end, everything he does with an extreme destructive tunnel vision. So he does things that, like, he has this list of things he wants to do. They're all very simple to the average person, but he creates chaos everywhere he goes. And while he's trying to complete his quest, he ends up attracting the attention of a criminal profiler in the Toronto Police Department. And he profiles Remy as a serial killer.
No.
Which he's not. But it's just, what happens because of all the chaos, he starts to look like a serial killer, and there's a big manhunt that ends up going on for him, and they hunt him through Ontario and Quebec, including the Ottawa Valley, and Remy doesn't even know what's happening. He's just trying to complete his quest, so he's just kind of moving along, and he's just created all this chaos with a manhunt with the Toronto Police, the FBI.
Wow.
Yeah.
This sounds like such an interesting... This is right down my line, this storyline, because... It's like an awesome CSI episode, you know?
It's a ridiculous road trip, and it really is just designed to make you laugh.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'll bring this up because Jason did. I understand that there might be a character loosely based on Mr. Marshall.
It's entirely possible. I mean, if you flip into the cover, you'll see that all the characters are fiction. There's a disclaimer, but, you know, it is possible that someone... may have been inspired by my time here in the Ottawa Valley with Jason.
So, yeah, there you go. Isn't the character's name Jason?
It could be.
And apparently he has a Valley accent, quote unquote. So, yeah, this is a really fascinating concept for a book. This is Jason's copy that I have in my hand, and I'm going to give it back to Jason. I'm going to get a copy from you. I'm going to buy it. Perfect. And I'm going to read it, and you'll have to sign it for me.
For sure.
But there's an opportunity for people to come. Of course, you've met so many people in the Valley over the years that you were working here. People want to see you. And you've worked with so many different charities over the years and different groups. You've actually come back to help out, which is incredible, with a book signing that's happening tomorrow, right? It's a charity book signing. Tell us about that.
It's a charity book signing. It's happening in Smith Falls at the Rideau Winery at 22 Russell Street East. A portion of the proceeds go to Big Brothers Big Sisters of Lanark County. Perfect. $5 from every book is going to get donated to them.
Oh, that's so amazing.
So I just thought it would be a fun, nice way to come back and you know, just say hi to everyone.
Absolutely. Is there a website that people can go to?
Yes.
Maybe some more information.
Absolutely.
Keep up with you.
Yeah, I have an author website. It's www.snookbooks.com.
So you anticipate more in the future?
This is the first of a series of books I have planned with Remy.
Oh, fantastic.
So, yeah.
This is really exciting. Well, I'm so, so happy for you, and I wish you all the best. And everybody come on out tomorrow. If you know Andrew or met him, come get a book signed.
Yeah, it'll be going on from 12 to 4.
12 to 4, perfect. Sounds great. We'll put up a picture and a link to your website on our Facebook page in just a little bit, okay? And by the way, this is really cool. Andrew's being totally awesome. We have books for sale here at Valley Heritage Radio for $12, with $5 being donated to the radio station. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
That's really awesome. See, isn't this great when somebody makes it big, comes back, and still gives back to our community? This is what it's all about, folks. So, Andrew, thank you so much for your time today. It's been awesome talking to you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
And everybody come out tomorrow, okay? Get your book signed. It's going to be worth a lot. He's the next, I don't know, Stephen King, Grisham, all rolled into one. We're going to take a look at your weather forecast. It's coming up next.